think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, Nigel put together Halloween mystery songs. Okay, Dave, what is this one?
Oh, God, we love it, and we can almost see the video. And this was a time and place, 1980s. Who is this? Killing me, guys.
That's the name. I Can't Cool Down. It's not?
Abracadabra. Yeah.
Who's singing?
I love it.
Dave
Miller. Steve Miller? Steve Miller Band. Steve Miller Band, I think Seattle, Washington. Yeah.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Halloween. I love Halloween. Thanks, Nigel. Got a good beat. And we say hello to, from the Brady Sandahl Real Estate Group, Keller Williams Luxury Properties. Oh, my stars. Show's over.
She's out of breath.
Yeah. Say hi to Dave Meacham.
Yeah, Dave Meacham.
Meacham. I always do that wrong.
Not a household name, but I work for one.
Yes. How are you?
Well, it's nice to be here with the voice of the desert.
Thank you. The voice of the desert's hungry. But I'm always hungry, aren't I? Tell us about real estate, speaking of the desert. Brady Sandahl, number one real estate group in the desert. What are the numbers? What's going on?
We're having fun. We're sweating. It's moving and grooving here. You know, Inman, and that's a name in our industry. They're kind of a think tank. They have powwows. People that know real estate, residential real estate, certainly know Inman. Their number of the day comes out Monday through Friday on the Inman Hot Sheet. And this grabbed me today. We're seeing a 60% higher demand for vacation homes this past year than pre-pandemic. And does that really surprise us here in the Valley?
When you say vacation room vacation, you mean like Airbnb vacation rooms?
No.
People purchasing a permanent vacation home.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, secondary homes, vacation homes.
60%.
Higher demand than pre-pandemic. Is that any surprise?
No.
I don't think it is.
Because people have learned they can work from home. They don't need to, they can live where they want a vacation.
And life is short. Mm-hmm. Let's own it. Let's jump on it. Let's make it happen. People are out of these big West Coast cities.
Yes.
For sure. You know, in terms of the big picture, we're still experiencing a robust real estate market across the nine cities, the 45 miles of the Coachella Valley.
Still robust.
Is that a surprise?
Gosh. Well, Brady's been teaching us, teaching me, everybody else knows this stuff, that it's going to taper off. You know, now is a perfect time to list your house and sell it because the demand is great. And it won't last forever.
Yep.
But it's still here, you're saying.
Yeah, ever so slowly. It is tapering. The demand, though, certainly still outweighs supply. We're seeing that. You know, average days on market is just 25 days, which is the lowest it's ever been since they've been recording, which is quite a while.
So that says you're pricing them right.
Well, that and just incredible demand.
Uh-huh.
And people want to make it happen. Joey, so any guess on median price point?
Okay.
Single family home in our valley. So
okay. We went through this with Brady last month because one of our Joey pals said, ask Brady Sandal about this average $800,000 house price in the state of California. And he explained it to us why that isn't exactly true. So you're asking me, in the Coachella Valley, the average medium house price.
I bet you know it.
I bet I don't.
I bet you do.
$469,000.
Nope.
Too high?
Well, so we're up 15% from a year ago, and the number is $585,000.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's a year ago. And then
average in the Coachella Valley.
Yeah, the entire valley. So how about attached condos? Again, we're talking valley-wide, the nine cities, 45 miles.
I didn't realize it was 45. I thought it was 25. So I've already learned something. Okay, attached condos.
Average.
Average. I'm no good at this. $247,000.
No, we're up from a year ago.
Okay.
To 375.
Gosh,
we were 305 a year ago.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Lots of numbers were thrown at you. Wake up, people.
No, it's okay. I like to play. And people are playing at home alone, and especially if they have a house or an attached condo that they're thinking of selling.
Well, just know if you're thinking about selling, this is good news for you. So a year ago, at this time, about 1,900 units on the shelf, you know, places to buy. Right now we're about 883. So there's just not a lot out there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And the demand is great.
Oh my gosh. In 2020, 1,900 properties for sale, and now only 883.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, here's a fun one.
Okay.
If you're on the edge about maybe taking the leap and buying, this is inflation. And it's heady stuff. Well, I can really dumb it down the best I can, and I worked with some experts on this. But let's say someone is able to finance and afford a $350,000 home today. Great. Based on the current 5.3% inflation rate, a year from now, that buyer could only swing a purchase of about $330,000.
Oh.
So goodbye 350 house, hello 330, just because time passed and we have inflation going on. In other words, their purchasing power shrinkage by about $1,500 a month.
What will it do to the price of the house that you bought for $350,000 today?
Those in the know, my boss included, Brady Sandal.
Yes.
Jump on it, kids, if you're looking to buy. This is the time. Things are going to change. Rates are going to change. Maybe that's all common sense if you're paying attention, but we're going to see a shift.
Buy if you're thinking, and if you sell now, it's a good time to sell because you're going to get top dollar because the demand is high. Help me if I'm wrong.
Correct.
That's right. Then your buying power becomes what? Would you be able to purchase something?
Well, you got to take into account so many factors.
I don't do math.
Remember? Yeah.
You have to help me.
Yeah, there's a lot to consider. A lot of folks are cashing out right now.
Yeah.
We're definitely seeing
that. And downsizing. Which would work financially. I understand that. Because you find you don't need all that big stuff. People are downsizing.
Yeah. And people see opportunity. You know, maybe they're living in a quote-unquote fringe area. You know, that's kind of a hit and miss street or neighborhood. And like, this is the time they're seeing it because things may shift back, certainly. No crystal ball.
Yes, I sold mine on eBay.
What? Tell us that. Really?
Oh, fun. We're listening to Dave Meekum. Is that right?
Yep.
Is that how you say it? You say it.
Yeah, Dave Meekum.
Dave Meekum. Like M-E-E-K, but it's not. like meerkats, no. Dave Meekum from Brady Sandal Real Estate Group, Keller Williams Luxury Homes. And we should be very proud of Brady because he's been with Keller Williams out of town. He's been doing something very prestigious with Keller Williams.
Yeah, the biggest brokerage on the planet.
Yes.
And in terms of luxury at Keller Williams, based in Austin, they think the world of him. Gary Keller.
Yes.
For those that know the history of
biggest
the brokerage.
Biggest brokerage on the planet. On the planet. I like that.
Yeah, and Brady's an important part of that. But he's ours. Yes. He's ours here locally. A household name in many circles.
Yes.
It's amazing what he's built. And
what's
our
your
team
title
of 15.
Over there now?
So I'm just one little piece.
No, but you have a title.
I do. I'm just listing coordinator.
Listing.
I'm a realtor as well.
Yes.
But I work on our listings. Just launched one an hour ago or two.
Yes.
Over at Indian Wells Country Club. Just beautiful. We worked hard. This is a repeat family we've worked with for years.
That's make that point. People buy when they have kids. They buy with Brady and the team. And then the kids leave and they downsize and they buy with Brady and the team. And then they retire and they buy with Brady and the team.
Yeah. It feels good when you're in business and they keep coming back.
Yes, of course.
You know, you have that history. It's not always just the smoothest road. There can be bumpy rides, but you believe and trust in these people and you come back.
Well, since 2008, we've been okay. Where are most of your buyers? Are they coming from inside the Coachella Valley or outside or both or what?
Yeah, numbers are really strong out of the OC, LA County, San Diego County.
Close.
That's the majority. And I always think of, don't we always think it's a Northwest thing?
We've talked about that.
Montana, Oregon,
right?
You know, Idaho.
And I remember Brady teaching me this, the gospel according to St. Brady. But a lot of our buyers come from San Francisco and San Diego, inside the state of California, which doesn't change your tax structure at all, which is why we always thought, so interesting, huh?
Well, and they're fleeing here for Texas and Arizona.
That's true.
Seeing a lot of that. No secret.
I'm sorry. I'm not leaving. I love Palm Springs. Just love it. Okay. So for the first time, Brady Sandahl, SANDAHL.com. I don't remember the phone number. Almost.
I don't remember it. Yeah, they have to Google.
Google. I will. I'll put it up.
We're in
the
Palm Springs.
It's 401. Yeah. Can you get it for us, Nigel? Brady Sandahl, 401. I'll come close. Da, 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 da. Sometimes they have a Palm Springs question on Jeopardy.
Oh, here it is.
401.
Oh, no. This is my business card, and it doesn't have the main number on.
Oh. Yeah. Nigel's got it for us. It's no problem.
Just come see us.
Yeah.
Right behind Misty's.
Yes.
Consignment
Center.
In Rancho Mirage. We're the building behind there.
760.
Uh-huh.
699.
Oh, that's the other one. 699. 2624. And I'll put the other one up there, too. That's perfect. Okay.
You know, just because we're on the, I don't know if we're on it or not, but, you know, we're a group. We're a team. There's 15 of us. And really what that means for us is that each of us are involved in the transaction in some way. So we're really truly a team, not just people that share an office.
But you know, this is something that's changed. I mean, in
the business is changing.
Years that I've been buying houses, you had one person who listed it and sold it. Now you have a specialist. You specialize in listing. Brady has specialists who specialize. I can't talk in selling. I mean, you're all very specialized.
We have a concierge.
Yes, I love that.
We have people that work on the listing side.
That's right. Staging.
Staging.
He's told us that when you buy a house, you put 21 people to work or something like that.
Well,
it's a math thing.
The immediate team is 15, and then it goes bigger because we have people that we work with.
Exactly.
Vendors and such, yeah.
Did you bring me a Joey English mystery house?
I sure did.
Okay. All right. Oliver, you have to listen. Nigel, you have to play. We have to guess the price. Okay, go.
Okay. Who doesn't love Little Chino Canyon?
Okay.
Which is, if you don't know Chino Canyon, that's the one next to Little Tuscany.
Yes.
These little bergs in a lovely part of Palm Springs.
Okay.
All right. So it's I'll call it a hacienda. You know, it's got that great
Spanish
kind of Old West, built in 1948.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, a lot of saltillo tile.
Oh, I love that.
You know.
How many bedrooms?
It's been lived in, loved. Three bedrooms, two baths. It's a tad of TLC, but it's got the epic, epic, epic. You're looking up at the tramway. You're looking up at the San Jacintos.
Do you have any idea of the square footage, roughly?
Ew, in my head, I should have written it down.
It's okay.
2,000? Not even. No. Yeah, 1,800.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was built in 1948 in Chino Canyon, a Spanish. That's my favorite.
It's a little Tuscany's right there. You're just a couple blocks off in a North Palm Canyon. If you can picture the Cole Motel, which is fairly new and rehabbed, right behind there, that little pocket.
I'm going to guess first, and I'm always wrong, $469,000.
Yeah, those were just a few years ago, right?
Yeah. What do you guess, Oliver? A dollar more. Give me a number. 530. Give me a number, Nigel. Pick anything.
360.
Okay. So we've got 469, 360, and 530.
Did I play up the pool and the view enough?
Oh!
I don't know if I did.
Okay, so what did it sell for? What is it on the market for?
It just locked up. $1,250,000.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
And I'll
gosh.
Just say the folks that that are there are
oh,
thrilled.
Oh, man, a pool. We didn't know about the pool.
Yeah, not too many years ago, picked it up for $600.
See, we shouldn't be playing this game.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one. They paid it $600 for it.
Just a few years ago, so.
And they're selling it for $1,250,000.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Crazy.
I get cold calls on the contest line for this show. Okay, so that's not my private cell phone. These are cold calls. They say, we want to buy your house. Somebody wants to buy a house in the Mesa. What's your price for it? And I say, $4 million cash, and I hang up.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. My God, I don't want to sell it. Would I want to sell it if I got $4 million cash? I can't replace it.
Hey, topical, because the film's out. Were you in the Mesa when Tammy Faye was living there?
Yes.
Lovely and
I've
talented.
Been there 25 years.
You and I worked on her talk show.
Yes. 3 minutes. Is that all we have left? Okay, let's recap. We're very busy here. Dave told us all about the 60% high demand for people who want to buy a vacation home that is now going to be probably their permanent house in a few years.
I'm going to restate it.
Go ahead, do it.
A 60% higher demand for vacation homes this past month than pre-pandemic.
Okay, curtain number two was?
You're looking at your notes or mine.
You tell me yours. Days on the market.
Yeah, just 25. It's the lowest it's ever been. The idea of just putting a house out there and boom, it's done. This is on average 25 days.
Curtain number three was how many houses on the shelf now compared to...
Yeah, a year ago, almost 2,000 homes. You know, properties,
I should say.
Options for you in this valley. And now we're at 883 at the moment.
We need listings. And curtain number four was our mystery house, which we didn't do very well. So we'll do better next month. We'll pretend this was a haunted house. That's why our numbers were low. It's Halloween time. So our mystery house scared us. It was a haunted house.
And I didn't sell it right.
I forgot to ask. I usually ask, is there a pool? But it's got mountain views and it's old Spanish. Wow. Built in 1948.
The reason people move here. That's old school. Yeah.
You're so right. Okay. People can go to BradySandall.com. One phone number we've got for Brady is the area code that I hate to say, 699-2625. Lots of beautiful listings on the website. Yes.
We're fortunate.
Yes.
Yeah, the team working hard.
Yes. Thanks for stopping by, dear. Bless your heart.
You're a kick. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Joey Pals, if you're near your phones, we've got presents for you.